Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tony Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball four. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive towards first. Adcock catches it and steps on first to double up Batty. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Francona moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona scores. Romano goes all the way around to score. Alves moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alves scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to second. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Luplow reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adcock moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty fires to second and picks off Adcock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Alves hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins is hit by the pitch. Allen moves to second. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-for-1 in the game. Virals hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Perry moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, Twins. Jerry Walker now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Batty reaches second base with a double. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Luplau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Virals hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rollins moves to third. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins scores. Perry moves to second. It's 8-3, Twins. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power bunts in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. Perry moves to third. Green moves to second. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to second. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Batty strikes out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a line drive to right field. LePlow throws towards Held. Held fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Held. Allen moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Perry hits a fly ball into right field. LePlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burton pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Burton reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burton scores. It's 9-4, Twins. Ray Moore now pitching. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Luplow hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Nischwitz now pitching. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Romano and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive towards short. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Adcock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Verhals hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nischwitz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Alvis hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Ron Nischwitz. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martinez. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Martinez steals second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.